A handsome 2-year-old British lab barreled his way into my heart after I resisted our getting another dog. It was a relationship made in heaven. Rescued from a shelter in St. Louis, where he not only was picked up a happy but homeless stray, but named Gunther by a well-meaning staffer who might have been a fan of a 5th-century Burgundy king or of the love-struck barista on TV's Friends. Anyway, he came home and immediately extended his sturdy puppy frame out to pee in a freshly mown yard like some canine version of the rubbery Stretch Armstrong toy. I said, "He's not Gunther. He's Jake." Jake then tossed a rubber ball into the air, caught it himself, ran to me, and jumped into a greeting, his front legs strategically on my crotch. He seemed to simultaneously pant and smile. "What you think?" I replied, "Oof." He made himself at home, soon learning to effectively communicate in ways such as dragging his empty water bowl with his paw, growing to 100 pounds, and carrying a good nature around more than his size. A local cop and a school crossing guard started feeding him dog biscuits on morning walks so he gets very alert when a patrol car passes or kids with book bags approach the street. Inside, he's my couch potato companion. I always heard that dogs are colorblind and can't smell pictures on television sets, so they ignore TV. Not Jake. He watches television more than my wife, who even went next to us on what used to be the good couch before 2 years of doggishness, usually reads. Jake pays attention. He likes Bullet from The Roy Rogers Show and the title character from The Adventures of Rin Tin Tin. Plus, okay, almost any stray horse, cat, or other animal that wanders across the screen. But he especially gets interested in that white terrier mix in the silly Travelers Insurance commercials. I may introduce him to Lassie, which makes me wonder about Hollywood's other dog stars. There was Eddie from Frasier, of course, but also Tramp from My Three Sons, and the little terrier named Higgins, who starred not only in Petticoat Junction, but the Benji movies. Also on the big screen, there was Asta from the Thin Man movies, Daisy from all the Blondie films, Disney's Big Red and Old Yeller, which I'm never going to screen for Jake. I don't know how he'd react to that tragic scene, or me weeping. John Wayne's mongrel Sam from Hondo, and some animated stars from Tramp and most of the cast in Lady and the Tramp to Pluto, and Goofy. I'm still confused about him. For now, I'm still thinking about what's in the house on video as I walk Jake and watch him romping in the new-mown grass, savoring a Kong filled with peanut butter, and fetching and retrieving a holiday squeak toy like it mattered. Paradise.